You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Transatlantic Express. My name is DJ Ian. I am in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'll be doing all right wherever you are in the world. We do this every Friday, 12 Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK, 9 p.m. in Europe. This fine day in Vancouver, we will be featuring a Manchester band, some Black Sabbath, and a band from Wigan. The reason I do this, and it's all in my head, is last weekend was a big, big music event from the UK. We had Oasis in Cardiff on Friday. Then we had Ozzy and Sabbath and all the bands in tribute on Sunday. So we're going to kind of do a little bit of a tribute to that weekend. That's why we're playing The Verve. And if you're wondering why I'm playing The Verve, other than Verve and I are from the same neck of the woods, Verve, Richard Ashcroft was supporting Oasis in Cardiff, and I presume at Heaton Park tonight. I believe it's tonight. And then 10cc, Manchester band, It would be too obvious to play Oasis. We're going to play another Manchester band that I like. And then Master of Reality, Sabbath. There were so many interpretations of that song on the weekend, I thought I'd play the whole album. Well, most of it. So welcome to the show. No matter where you are in the world, don't forget you can catch us on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. And you can also hear us on CJSF 90.1 FM here in the Lower Mainland, in beautiful British Columbia. Going to get right on with Deceptive Bends from 1977 in a little bit more 10cc. Hope you enjoy the show. Welcome. Here we go.
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go, when you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go, when you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Agree to disagree, but disagree to what? When after all it's just a compromise of the things we do for love.
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 Sitting here looking across the table at you. why I'm sitting here looking across the table at you.
Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, Tuesdays 10 p.m. and Thursdays 7 a.m.
I'm chill.
All right, you are listening to DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com and CJSF 90.1 FM. I hope you're doing all right wherever you are in the world. We are live on twitch.tv/Ian in Vancouver. If you are listening to this, you can subscribe and be alerted as to when I go live again. And so, you know, when you're in the middle of doing something on a Friday, and I interrupt you with an email saying, I am live, you can jump in and stop what you're doing. And I'm just reading a couple of things about the Burnaby Blues Festival. My good friend Steve Kozak commenting that there is no blues at the Burnaby Blues Festival. I think that's just a common thing. The blues is a thing, and Steve is a master of the blues, and he would know. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. I mean, I've seen some great performances at the Burnaby Blues and Roots Festival, but right now I'm not sure what you could call it. It's not a blues, and I don't know even what Roots Festival is these days. But anyway, that's griping on my part. You're listening to 10cc's classic 1977 album, Deceptive Bends. You heard You've Got a Cold, Modern Man Blues, Marriage Bureau, Rendezvous, The Things We Do for Love, which was a single, and Good Morning Judge, which is a single. Probably the most accessible album they had done up until this point. Not including like the first one, but definitely moving away from the Lol, Krem and Kevin Godley influence, in my opinion, who went on to solo performances after, or at least together as a duo after this, doing production and putting out some pretty cool tunes as Godley and Krem after this. And Eric Stewart stayed with the band, and he was a major influence too. And Graeme Gulman still with the band today. I've seen that they're on tour, and Graeme is the only original member of the band. I don't know if it's justified when there's only one member of the original band. If it's the drummer, I would say yes. Because drummers are pretty well the heart and soul of a band. And in 10cc's case, the drummer was an excellent singer and he sang a lot of the great tunes. But I'm not sure if I'd pay to see a 10cc with just the bass player. And he's a talented fella and it's a great band, but, you know, come on. But then again, I paid to see Wishbone Ash. And Andy Powell was only the original member in the band. And I paid to see them, and I've seen them quite a few times. And I enjoyed them a lot. So what do I know? Talking through my arse as usual. All right, so, we are doing... what are we doing? Complaining about things, as usual. Yes, well, that's just part and parcel, isn't it? It's a lovely Friday afternoon. We've got back to clear blue skies here in Vancouver. We had a bit of rain through earlier in the last week, and so we're back to the sunshine. We're going to continue with more of 10cc, and then we're going to get into some Sabbath, Master of Reality, and then the Verve, Northern Soul from 1995. And I hope you're enjoying your show. This is Transatlantic Express radio show on the houseofprog.com, also on CJSF 90.1 FM. Hope you're having a great week. Wherever you are listening to this, let's get back into the music with Honeymoon with B Troop. So fine, and you know.